Hello everyone, Daria here, and welcome to episode 29 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Today we're going to talk about Moscow again, and we're having another real Russian dialogue. And this time I asked my husband to discuss some advantages and disadvantages of living in Moscow with me. And he was born here in the center of Moscow and has been living here for 34 years, pretty long, so he knows everything about Moscow. And again, first we're having a real dialogue in a quite intimidating speed, and then I'll translate it sentence by sentence in slow Russian and explain all of the vocabulary. Okay, let's jump to the dialogue.
Ну, вот назови три плюса Москвы. Коротко, просто три плюса.
Ну, метро. Во-первых, это действительно очень удобный и, главное, быстрый способ перемещения по Москве. Второй плюс, что достаточно много исторического всего. Центр, во всяком случае, Кремль действительно стоит посмотреть со всем его ансамблем и так далее. Реально много есть чего посмотреть, особенно если интересуетесь историей. И третий, наверное, количество музеев. То есть...
Ты прям такой культурный человек выступил.
А что? Ну, честно...
Ну, подожди, ладно, три минуса тогда.
Три минуса? Очень много народу во многих районах.
Это факт.
И это может действительно напрягать в определенный момент. Так, второй минус, что если вы путешествуете на автомобиле, то для Москва для вас будет не самым приятным городом. Это, во-первых, расположение
пробки.
Улиц. Да, что если вот в Америке улицы решетками сделаны, то здесь радиальная кольцевая система.
И третий минус.
Третий минус, что город достаточно дорогой.
So that was the piece of conversation between me and my husband, and I was the one who started. And I said, ну вот назови три плюса Москвы. Well, name the three advantages of Moscow. And right from the beginning, you hear this conversational language. Ну вот назови. In textbook, of course, you will see only just назови три плюса Москвы. But when you're talking, usually you need some kind of an intro. And here it's ну вот назови три плюса Москвы. The word плюс, of course, it means plus, like 2 plus 2 equals 4. And also it's an advantage, something good about something. For example, some people, especially men, think that the best part of living in Russia is the beautiful girls. Главный плюс жизни в России – красивые девушки. Which, again, is kind of controversial because we've been in Lithuania now and girls there were extremely beautiful. So Russia is certainly not the best part of the world. Anyways, главный плюс, the main advantage, the biggest advantage, the best part, the best thing. And then I said, коротко, просто три плюса. Shortly, just three advantages. And then he all of a sudden replies, ну, метро. Well, subway. Метро is subway. And the next sentence. Во-первых, это действительно очень удобный и, главное, быстрый способ перемещения по Москве. First of all, it is indeed a very convenient and above all rapid way of moving around Moscow. Во-первых, means first of all, and then comes second, third. In Russian it's во-первых, во-вторых, в-третьих. Interesting word here is главное. Maybe you know the adjective главный, meaning the main. But when you hear it in a sentence like this, it's a little bit different. For example, You are asking someone not to be late, and it's very important to come in time. So you can say, главное, не опаздывай. And there are several ways to translate it. Maybe, I beg you, don't be late. Please don't be late. It's very important for you to come in time. Главное, не опаздывай. Or maybe you're asking to bring the documents. So you can do anything else. You can leave anything else, but just bring the documents. Главное, не забудь документы. Please don't forget the documents. Главное, не забудь документы. Okay, let's move to the next advantage. Второй плюс, что достаточно много исторического всего. The second advantage, there is a lot of historical stuff. Here again, it's completely conversational. Достаточно много исторического всего. Here he meant that it's history all around us, in every building. Some great event happened there and here, and some important person lived here and there, and Moscow is all about history. And then he continues. Центр, во всяком случае, Кремль, действительно стоит посмотреть со всем его ансамблем и так далее. The center, at least, Kremlin, is really worth visiting with all its ensemble and so on. Again, so conversational. Here, an interesting expression, во всяком случае. And there are dozens of translations, it depends on context. But usually it's at least, or anyways, and we use it a lot in conversations. For example, you're blaming someone in drinking too much, accusing someone to be always drunk. And that person replies, well, at least I'm not a total wino yet. In Russian it would be, ну, во всяком случае, я пока не совсем алкаш. Во всяком случае, here you can translate it, at least. At least I'm not a wino, I just drink too much. I drink and I know things. Hello to all the Game of Thrones fans, yep. Yeah. Okay, the next sentence. Реально много есть чего посмотреть. Особенно, если интересуетесь историей. You really have a lot to see, especially if you like history. Or especially if you are interested in history. The very conversational word is реально, really. I guess it's pretty much the same with English. People use really a lot, like I'm really hungry, I'm really tired. It's really amazing. And the same with the word реально in Russian. Again, I'm really tired. Я реально устала. It means I'm very tired, I'm exhausted. And the third advantage. И третье, наверное, количество музеев. То есть... And third, I think the number of museums. I mean... And here I couldn't stand it any longer and interrupted because I was so surprised. Usually when you ask about advantages of living in Moscow, the first thing people bring up is money, because Moscow is almost the only city where people can make some normal amount of money. And all of a sudden, all those museums and Kremlin and historical places. So, yeah. I laughed there and said, ну, ты прям такой культурный человек выступил. You came out as such a cultural guy here. And another conversational word, прям. I guess you know the word прямо or the adjective прямой, straight. And прям, it's just a part of a conversational Russian again, just to add some emotions to the sentence. For example, Well, I don't even know. Ну, я прямо не знаю. So, only in conversations. Я прям не знаю. Or like here. Ты прям такой культурный человек. You're such a cultural person. Almost too good to be true. And then he starts again. Ну, честно. But honestly, and I didn't let him to finish the sentence, and I interrupted again.
Ну, подожди. Ладно, три минуса тогда.
Well, okay, three disadvantages then. And again, the word минус, again, it means minus and also disadvantage, like here. Three disadvantages. Три минуса. So the three things you don't like about something. Three bad things. And did you notice all those five sentences we both started with ну? It's terrible because it's so not proper Russian. You know, the one you meet in books. And it's not about us being stupid or something, because we both have high educations and PhDs and everything. And still, we use this bad Russian, this trash-like Russian, starting all those sentences with ну. Ну ты, ну честно, ну не знаю. So if you come to Russia, you will meet it a lot. Almost everyone does it in everyday conversations, not in some official event. Of course, when I'm on some conference or making some speech, I, of course, never use this ну. But when I speak to my family, to my friends, or to some strangers on the street, I always use this informal Russian. And everyone does, so you better know those things. Okay, and he answered about the disadvantage.
Три минуса?
Three disadvantages.
Очень много народу во многих районах.
Too many people in some districts. And it's true. In Moscow, we have some regions where there are not too many people, but in some districts, especially far from the center where real estate is cheaper, it's just crowded. It's crazy. So in the next sentence, I agreed with him and said, Да,
это факт.
Yes, that's a fact. See, this word факт is the same as English fact. And he continues,
И это может действительно напрягать в определенный момент.
And this can be very tiresome sometimes, or in some particular moment. Напрягать is a slang. Literally, this word means to become tensed, like her body tensed up.
Ее тело напряглось.
Meaning all the muscles and everything. And as a slang verb, it means to be annoyed. When someone annoys you, when you're tired of something. For example, your boss annoys you every day. And you are complaining to your friends, having some beer on Friday. And you are saying, my boss annoys me.
Мой босс меня напрягает.
Or maybe your job in general, your work.
Моя работа меня напрягает.
Thank goodness my job doesn't annoy me. I love my job. So,
моя работа меня не напрягает. Я люблю свою работу.
But I guess not so many people are lucky as I am. So,
напрягать.
To annoy someone. So in general, here he meant that he didn't like that there were so many people in Moscow. And half of those people came here illegally. But I guess it's another problem, another topic for maybe some future episodes. Anyways, he continued.
Так, второй минус, что если вы путешествуете на автомобиле,
то Москва для вас будет не самым приятным городом. So, the second disadvantage. If you're traveling by car, Moscow won't be a very nice place to you. And the next? Это, во-первых, расположение улиц. First of all, it's the location of streets. And then I add пробки, traffic jams. You know, when all those cars are stuck on the street and no one can move from there. And in Moscow, it's just terrible. Traffic is terrible. It can take several hours to get to work and then back home. So maybe that's why so many people are aggressive while driving. Okay, and we're moving to the end.
Да, что если вот в Америке улицы решетками сделаны, то здесь радиально-кольцевая система.
Yes, and if in America the streets are situated like cells, here we have ring circuit system. And again, this conversational Russian is just, oh, so difficult when you put it down to the paper. Because the order of the words is just unnatural when you try to read it.
Что если вот в Америке улицы решетками сделаны?
Oh, it's just... I don't even know what to say. In normal textbook Russian, of course, we would say...
Если в Америке улицы сделаны в виде решеток, то здесь используется радиально-кольцевая система.
But in real speech, it sounds unnatural, so... Conversational language is different. Okay, and almost the ending, I ask him,
и третий минус,
and the third disadvantage, and he answered,
третий минус, что город достаточно дорогой.
The third disadvantage is that the city is rather expensive, and it's so true. According to some rating, Moscow is, if not on the first place, but somewhere pretty high. Maybe first five the most expensive cities in the world. But it's very beautiful and very nice. Well, I guess that was it. That was it for the dialogue. If you want to receive more free Russian lessons, you can always subscribe to my newsletter. It's realrussianclub.com/subscribe and I will send you some lessons via email. Next time, maybe we'll talk about, is it true or not that East Europeans hate Russians? Because it's a big stereotype here after the Soviet Union. And since I've just come back from Lithuania, East European countries, so I had my own opinion about that. Okay, maybe next time or a little later. Anyways, I guess that was it for today. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Bye-bye!